Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96 in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We've got Brock Olson in studio. Brock, we were sent a letter from Anonymous. Girlfriend and him have been together about a year now. And he says that he's finding himself struggling in regards to her past relationships. She's had, looks like, five serious partners or five relationships. Knows it's not a lot, but he's still struggling with it. You said it earlier. Seems to be checking off a lot of the boxes. Great girl, helpful, mostly everything he's looking for, but he just can't get over her past. And he's wondering what he could do.
Sure. Yeah, Anonymous, again, thank you so much for writing this in. I did say earlier, you know, I post these on the Facebook, these requests, and let my friends and followers weigh in. And the majority of them are basically saying, like, hey, if this thing isn't something you're comfortable with, then you need to find a different girl, or, you know, maybe you're the problem. Well, I like to have a little bit more of some constructive advice here, because sounds like this is a good girl. You don't want to throw the relationship away. So I'm going to dive back into what I was saying before we went to the commercial break and go back into pair bonding. You know, it's an emotional connection that forms between partners over time. So when someone's had multiple relationships, it can sometimes make it harder for them to bond like more deeply with a new partner, because that emotional intimacy has been shared with others. So Anonymous, like, your concerns aren't, you know, just about the number of ex-partners. It's about whether her past experiences could impact the future emotional connection. Now, men and women are kind of judged differently. Women usually look at men for their future potential. Men look at women for their past to judge on their future potential. We're very different in that way. So I want to really highlight that. So a lot of the comments from my Facebook from women were very about, don't judge her past, judge her future. But that's not how men think. Men think by basing, what have you done in your past? What's that look like? Because our futures and your connectivity ability is going to be based off of that. So that's why that's so important. But, you know, I was also saying, like, managing your expectations, you know, especially in today's dating culture, like, many people have had multiple relationships or casual encounters before they settle down. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're incapable of commitment. And I do want to make sure everybody hears that. Just because you've had encounters in the past, I'm not saying you can't pair bond. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying, however, that it is a little bit more difficult, and the more of that you have, the more difficult it will become. More likely it will become an issue for the future. So Anonymous, more people are dating longer before committing, so, you know, you got to keep that in mind whenever you're addressing these types of concerns. So what should he do? You know, first, he needs to determine if the concerns about her past are rooted in something deeper. If her past experiences are bothering him because they reflect a pattern of behavior that's impacting their relationship now, that's valid. Like, okay. Yeah. But if it's simply about the number of partners she's had, it's important to put into perspective and ask whether she's grown from those experiences. So growth is key here. If she's learned from her past and is committed to building something special and meaningful, that's a really good sign. On the other hand, if she hasn't reflected on those experiences and shows no emotional growth, it's, could be worth addressing. You know, this brings back to the point about how to have this type of conversation. So, Anonymous, it's crucial that you frame the conversation in a way that shows care and respect. Like, you know, I'll give you an example. I've been thinking about our relationship, and I want to make sure we're both on the same page when it comes to emotional commitment, and that will show that you two are on the same page about where you're trying to take the relationship. You know, this is about both of you making sure that your ideas and, you know, your expectations are aligned. You guys are on the same page, and this isn't actually about judgment. And, you know, I saw this a lot in the Facebook comments. It was very judgmental for the guy to have standards. I don't know when it became, like, not okay for a guy to have standards. If he doesn't like something, why can't he say that? Like, why can't he say, like, this thing isn't what I want, or, you know, she's great except for this? And some people are like, what do you mean except for that? Like, well, no one's perfect, first of all. Sure. Like, we all have our own issues, so he can have his own standards, just like women do. But now I'm going to go into the closing here. You know, like, a lot of times when we feel uncomfortable about our partners pass, it comes from our own securities. Not always, but sometimes. And, you know, that's why working on our own confidence is so important. If she's fully committed to the relationship now and you're both putting in effort, that's where the focus should be. So, you know, while it's normal to care about your partner's past, it's crucial, everybody, to manage your expectations in the context of modern dating. So, you know, I heard you saying that you're Russian, so your expectations are probably going to be based around like your cultural norms, but you have to understand that modern dating isn't what it was even 10 years ago. So many things have changed. So many people have access to one another, and being really in tune and having your feet on the ground with what is going on today, I think will help you feel a little bit more at ease knowing that, okay, so she had five relationships. That is so normal, it's not even funny. And I say that as a dating expert, like that is actually in today's dating culture, that's actually quite low.
Yeah.
So hold on to this girl, because that's hard to find, especially if she's checking off all these other boxes. So don't throw this relationship away. And if you're needing more help, like managing your expectations, I do have a free guide on my website called Managing Dating Expectations. That's free. Just go there, download it. It might help you and get through some of this psychological reasoning. And if that doesn't help, you can always reach out to me directly.
Absolutely. You can do that at brockolson.com. The interesting thing is, it has been a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if it was like a brand new relationship.
Sure.
It's still relatively new, don't get me wrong. But it's just interesting that he's still kind of hung up on these little things.
Well, it goes back to what I said, how when a man starts really taking a relationship serious and he's starting to see about the future, that he's really, really starts weighing the significance of her past. Like, that's how men think. We really think about, okay, what has your past been? I'm taking you seriously. Are you going to be able to do what I need? Because I know you have expectations of me and standards of me. I'm going to be doing those things. So all he has is a past pattern to go off of to ensure the security and the safety of the relationship on her end. So you say, you know, like, hey, it's been a year. Like, I'm sure the first 2-3 months, he didn't really care that much. But the more he invests, the more, you know, they become significant to one another, the more he's going to care about her past and that bonding experience.
Thank you so much, Brock, for the advice. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. If you out there listening have a question for Brock or a situation you'd like him to tackle, please send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. And remember, check out Brock's website for everything that he's offering. Follow him on social media, too. And make sure you get a heads up on what is offered when it comes to the Mind's Eye Journal. Again, that's all at brockolson.com. Brock, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.